On Saturday, September 15th, the Hotel Colorado and Yampa Spa and Vapor Caves celebrated 125 years of business. Among food, drink, music, and tours, several honored guests took the stage to address the meandering crowd.
So I want to welcome each and every one of you here for this honorary and happy occasion of the birthday of the Hotel Colorado and the Yampa Caves. The hot springs and the Yampa Caves are sacred to the Utes and all the lands around here, so it's always good to come back here.
Sundance Chief Kenny Frost, a citizen of the Southern Ute Indian Tribe, accompanied by his granddaughter and Eagle staff, began the event with a blessing.
We are mankind. We are no different. We are no better than one another. But we must respect Mother Earth, for she provides everything that we would like to have in order to survive this land.
In the late 1800s, Walter Devereux, an engineer who earned a fortune mining silver around Aspen, dreamed of making Glenwood Springs into an international vacation destination. In the 1890s, he oversaw the construction of the Hot Springs Bathhouse, the Hotel Colorado, and the Vapor Caves.
And we look forward to another 125 years for both facilities to be here. And this prayer is for that and for the people.
Later in the day, Craig Melville, whose family acquired the Hotel Colorado in May of 2018, restated his family's intentions to renovate the building.
We will keep her ladyship in good repair and we will fix her dress. We have a clear plan and we'll spend years improving it. While we don't have the deep pockets to infuse $20 million right away, I promise you that we are committed to reinvesting every penny we earn back into the hotel. And we will be doing this for the foreseeable future. And we will make these changes and we will make them right.
Garfield County Commissioner John Martin had his own history to share.
Well, I happen to be the guy with all the unwritten history about the Hotel Colorado. I was a policeman here for 25 years, and I've seen the good times and I've seen the bad times of this building right here. How many out there remember the swimming pool? Right in the middle. How about the horseshoe driveway that used to be there that replaced the swimming pool? A lot of car racing going up and down around there. It was really great to get some of those muscle cars to get right at the top here and just burn, see if they can't make it all the way around and then come back on the street. They did, and I got to know them real well.
As I wandered the event on Saturday, one question burned on my mind. What inspires these Utes to give blessing to the commercialization of their sacred place?
I am Darian Neskahai. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Toyot, Colorado, but I grew up in Ignacio, Colorado, basically my whole life.
Darian is a grandson of Kenny Frost and one of many family members who traveled to Glenwood Springs for the event. Along the way, their grandfather narrated stories from the landscape.
I'll go out and take my own time and just really look at the land and stare at it and just be like, dang, just think all our ancestors were really walking around this land and just really thinking about it. I'm trying to picture it in my head where everything could have been and like what they could have done and like if they're watching us right now and all that.
Regarding my question, Darian explained that he personally doesn't hold a grudge. Instead, he sees opportunities to open doors.
Not a lot of kids can come in experience what we experience, so I just take that in and just be grateful for it.
Is there any kind of like bitterness at all about, you know, the caves in particular being a sacred place that was sort of taken away from your ancestors?
For me personally, no, I can't really do anything to change it, so I just have to live with it and just go on with it.
Back on stage, later in the day, Kenny Frost, along with a chairman and councilwoman from the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, took the opportunity of a late cancellation by dancers from the Uintah Yuray Reservation to share with the crowd about Ute history and customs for over an hour.
Good afternoon, Mike. Mike means hello in our language.
You know, it's important to understand the history of Colorado. As somebody mentioned earlier, the unwritten history. There's a lot of Coloradans out there that don't even believe tribes still exist. Well, you know, in Colorado, you have the two Ute tribes that are still here. And even though we're moved to the southwest corner, our ancestors roamed all these areas, all of Colorado, up into Wyoming, over into Utah, down into New Mexico. That's our indigenous lands. You know, they were nomadic people, so they summered in the mountains and wintered in the lower lands. My name is Juanita Plentyholes, and I'm one of the tribal council members for the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. So with that, I'd just like to say thank you very much.
The full hour of the Ute Elder's address to Glenwood Springs is posted at kdnk.org, including this address by Ute Mountain Ute Tribal Princess Riley Lang.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Riley Lang, and I'm 9 years old, and my parents are Marita Frost and Justin Lang, and my grandpa is Kenny Frost, and I am the Little Miss Ute Mountain 2018 from Toyac, Colorado, and happy birthday to Glenwood Springs, Toyac. Go Broncos!
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.